Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven after the hour, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen. The situation with baseball voting for the All-Star team, something peculiar seems to be happening with the fans who are voting. A team in one of the smallest markets, Kansas City, is in command of balloting. Major League Baseball allows each fan 35 online ballots to determine the starting lineup of the game, which will be played July 14th in Cincinnati. So as a couple of weeks ago, Richie, Royals players led the voting in 8 of the 9 American League positions. A week ago, they led in 7 of those positions, down to 5 now. Players from a few other teams in contention. There's nobody from the Yankees, apparently. So what does this all mean? Is it crooked? Is there fraud involved here? Major League Baseball says they're fearing fraud. They have canceled 60 to 65 million of the 500 million votes that have been cast so far. So is there like vote early or vote often? Is this Chicago? What's going on here?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sitting here looking at it, and yes, 7 of the whatever categories has Kansas City Royals leading the way.
Yeah. Wow. There's something special about that, or not, maybe. I don't know.
Something's got to be a little fishy. That's a very small market team.
Yeah.
Sure, great players, but something's funny here.
Federal investigators, speaking of things that are funny, this week, investigators working with prosecutors are deciding whether or not to go after a number of U.S. airlines. The feds say that American, Delta, United, and Southwest all colluded to limit seating, that is, to cut out flights to markets, to get into a position where they compare their fares. The airline mergers have been a disaster for the public, but great for the people that own stock in the airlines, because American and Delta and United and Southwest, as far as that's concerned, are making boatloads of money. Nothing wrong with that, except that people say,
to drive demand. You know, they're saying, hey, we don't have these seats available, so
they do.
Charge them.
If you go to Roswell, New Mexico, if you go to Marana, if you go to Tucson, you would find in all three of those places, by the time you total up the number of planes that are on the ground, I'll bet you'd find 1,000 planes between those three locations just sitting there that have been mothballed, because there are two things going on. One, Boeing didn't move fast enough to change the engines on the 747, so there are about 100 of them parked in the desert. People have gone to using 777s, buying newer ones, and because those engines are better fit to save fuel. Then there is the older plane that now apparently spews more stuff in the atmosphere, and Boeing has made it more attractive for most of their customers to buy new planes rather than retrofit the old planes, which seems kind of silly when you get right down to it.
And then, you know, there are other, but they have fewer seats available because they're using smaller planes. Instead of using 757s, for example, to go across country from Boston to Los Angeles like they've done for the past 12, 14 years, they've made 737s the plane. And so there are 24 fewer seats on a 737 than there are on a 757. All this stuff adds up as they change the configuration of the planes in their seating or they change the planes themselves. They can say, well, we got just as many flights now as we did before. You don't have as many seats as you did before. So you crank up with that, the so-called demand. And they can make a deal. For example, American made a deal with JetBlue a couple of years ago because they wanted JetBlue's traffic to feed into their hubs so that they would use American for international traveling. So they gave Boston and New York to San Francisco, not New York, sorry, Boston and Washington to San Francisco, which they were running direct. They had three flights a day to San Francisco out of Boston, and I believe at least three, if not four, out of Washington to San Francisco. They stopped running them. And JetBlue started running the direct flights from Boston to San Francisco and from Washington to San Francisco as a trade-off for giving American all of their international passengers, having a code share. So how much of this is going on, and who gets in the shorts? I don't particularly want to fly on, although JetBlue now has a new sort of first-class service that is pretty good, I'm told.
Oh,
Jennifer, you were
awesome.
Telling me about that the
yeah,
other day.
Yeah, it's called Mint, and it's so good.
It's
I
good.
Highly recommend it.
And it's better than Americans, probably, in any number of ways.
And cheaper if you're going to pay cash for it, for
right.
sure.
So, but the problem with me is I'm hooked into American because I got 2 million plus miles there.
Right.
It's easy for me to get an upgrade, so I put up with their foolishness. But I don't like what I'm riding in. I don't like the experience as much as I used to. But oh well, I've got all these miles, so it's easier for
You're
me.
Stuck.
I'm not stuck. I can always just say no and go to JetBlue or to Virgin. Which both of those, both Virgin and JetBlue's experience as a traveler is better than what you get on American. But because all of the things that have been done over the years to sort of collude, and I understand now what the prosecutors are looking at. About 80% of the nation's air traffic uses these four airlines, American, Delta, Southwest, and United. And their profits are surging this year because they've created these situations. And, okay, so you got a choice, but I'd like to have more of a choice. And when the Justice Department looks at these plans to merge airlines, they say, okay, well, yeah, we believe you. You'll offer more flights and the prices will be cheaper. Huh? Where has that happened? It hasn't happened with any of these mergers. None of them. Zero. So now, anyway, the Justice Department says they're all colluding with each other, and they'll fine them a couple of $100 million apiece, and they'll give them a check, and they'll go back to doing what they were doing.
And they'll keep the money.
Yeah, of course they will.
The government will keep the money.
Government will keep the money, but $200 million on the profits of what these airlines are making now is not a big deal. It's kind of like the old car, when the car companies decided not to fix things like the Pinto gas tank because it was cheaper for them to pay off suits than it was to change the way the car was built.
Or Diet Pepsi found it was cheaper to pay the fines for lying about zero calories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or one calorie than it was to actually change it to one calorie.
Right. It's the same kind of stuff. Just amazing. 14 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. You have bags under your eyes. Would you like them to go away?
Yes.
Go away, little bags, before I... If you have bags every morning under your eyes.
I missed your singing.
Oh, see? You're having your
bags.
Yeah.
Bags and puffiness under your eyes. A no-no. Problem for millions of people, men and women alike. So now, your Uncle Dougie has a fix for the problem. Aren't you happy you're listening so that I can tell you what to do with Genucel? Genucel. Use it now. Use it for a couple of months. Use it for the rest of your life. The puffiness around your eyes will be gone. The crow's feet around your eyes will be gone. The all the things that bother you about when you look in the mirror and you see these things that make you look older and therefore you feel older, these will not come back. You will love this product. You'll get it by dialing 800-543-9262. For GenuCell, 800-543-9262. It works, guaranteed, or your money back. Get results the first 12 hours. I personally guarantee it. And if you mention my name, Doug Steffen, when you're ordering at 800-543-9262, you'll get a free luxury gift. It's great for summer usage. You'll see it. You'll get it when you order it. It's GenuCell. Get rid of the puffiness and the bags around your eyes, the lines around the eyes. 800-543-9262.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Let's say you want to make a DIY repair on your vehicle. Where do you go? Where do you turn for advice? Alan Taylor here. If you're considering free online repair advice, you might want to consider The Source. Instead of putting your vehicle at risk, rely on accurate, complete guidance from start to finish with the experts at Haynes. Every Haynes manual is based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. They learn the best ways to do the job and make it easier and cheaper for you. Available at most auto part retailers or at Haynes.com.
There may have never been a roaring 20s, not for John and Horace Dodge. And that roar has only gotten louder over time, thanks to the Dodge Challenger and Charger RT Scat Pack Editions. 6.4-liter Hemi V8, 485 horsepower, and 475 pound-feet of torque. That's some thunder. And if you listen closely, you can almost hear the Dodge brothers. It sounds like they're still having a pretty good time. Dodge, their spirit lives on. Dodge and Hemi are registered trademarks of FCA US LLC.
This report is brought to you by Keep Washington Competitive. This week, community leaders gathered for a conversation on Northwest Washington's future. Second District Congressman Rick Larson discusses.
My top goal in Congress is to invest in the foundation of long-term economic growth that creates jobs and opportunity here in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm working to achieve that by investing in our transportation infrastructure to keep our economy moving, developing Northwest Washington as a center for clean energy, and helping our businesses sell their goods overseas and create jobs here at home.
The forum was designed to gather ideas for addressing the region's economic challenges, including investment in our trade infrastructure. Northwest Jobs Alliance President Brad Owens.
Incomes in Northwest Washington have fallen behind other parts of the state, and many of the next generation of workers are leaving for job opportunities elsewhere, which only makes our economy worse. We must promote policies that encourage investment and trade in Northwest Washington.
For more, visit KeepWashingtonCompetitive.com.
All right, 19 after the hour. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler. Who am I leaving? Oh, Roberta. How could I forget you?
Me!
So what does the color of your eyes say about you, Jennifer? Your eyes, what color are your eyes?
Oh, come on, Dougie.
Blue.
And what, green. Please.
Yeah, okay.
You ever look at them? We've Roberta, known each other for 10 years. My eyes are
four, maybe even. All right.
That's gigantic.
Roberta, I don't even remember what color you're. Yours is
seriously.
I
seriously.
Don't remember the
how
color
many years have we been
my
working
God,
together?
20
she
some
has light
years.
Eyes, too.
Seriously, okay. My eyes are blue.
Aye. All right. So what...
this doesn't say much for us, because here's the news story out today, because, Dougie, you have blue eyes, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do have blue eyes. Yes.
And Ken, you're a brown-eyed guy?
Kenny's gone, so...
Oh, yeah, I think... I'm sorry, Rich is a brown-eyed guy.
But he has brown eyes. They both have brown eyes.
Yeah. Right, so here's the deal. So blue-eyed people are most likely to be alcoholics, Roberta.
Not me. Really? Are you kidding me?
Not only do we have to... Not only do we have to deal with all the junk that comes with light eyes, like macular degeneration and all the eye disorders that we're more likely to get, but now, breaking news, blue-eyed people most likely to be all alcoholics. So maybe they're just forgetting their eye troubles. I don't know.
Hmm. Eye
not
troubles.
Me. Not me. Not Doug. Doug doesn't drink at all.
I've had like one glass of sangria. The last month or so on Saturday night, I take my drinking buddy out and we go drinking and we have a glass of.
We have a glass. Jed, I got to tell you, many years ago when I was a ski reporter, I took Doug out and he got so drunk on beer, it was hilarious. Oh.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Present to you the songs that are on the poll today. Your favorite patriotic song, is it the Star Spangled Banner, America the Beautiful, God Bless America, the Battle Hymn of the Republic? Whose version was that? Was that Whitney Houston? I was trying to identify who that was. Who was Whitney Houston? Okay, so now we have America the Beautiful. Vote for your favorite in the poll at DougStephan.com.
Majesty.
I love a nation that celebrates its independence every year, not with a parade of guns and tanks and soldiers who fly by the White House to show strength and muscle, but with family picnics where children throw frisbees and potato salad at each other. The potato salad gets iffy. The flies die from the happiness. You may think that you have a different sort of perspective on things. I just love the fact that we have the 4th of July, and I hope that you will all make it a day filled with moments to cherish and to remember. Will you do that? This is there's some lovely thoughts to be had, and they are expressed in music. American the Beautiful from Elvis. This is the original version of this song.
It's your favorite.
It really is.
future. So.
Well, I just like Kate Smith and what she stood for. I know, but you know what? There's something to this. I think a lot of people,
okay,
no matter what their age, would love this song. Crank it up, Tara.
Crank it up.
Crank it up. We celebrate. I think that there's more knowledge about what this date means than most of the other holidays that we have. That's why it's so valuable. If you've overeaten, is that patriotism?
If it's hot dogs, sure enough.
Go on, all right, come on, let's finish it up. Big finish. Come on. This is to the younger audience that is younger than you and me, Roberta. Jennifer, you must be, your father certainly has told you about Kate Smith, has he not?
Absolutely.
There were three shows when I first started watching television. There were three shows on in the afternoon on NBC. Pinky Lee. Remember Pinky Lee, Roberta?
No, I don't.
Kate Smith and Howdy Doody. They were all on together, and she would sing this song and another song called When the Moon Goes Over the Mountain. And it's really something extraordinarily special to listen to. So big heavyset woman with a big voice. So there it is, my favorite. 28 past the hour. Pick your favorite to poll at DougStefan.com.
Summer is often deemed the hardest time for folks to stick to their everyday healthy routines. Here is two-time World Cup champion and busy mom, Brandi Chastain, with her best tips for eating healthy on the go all summer long.
I've been known to squeeze in a quick workout session incorporating push-ups and planks no matter where I am, even if it's on the sideline of a soccer field waiting for Jaden's practice to end. A jump rope or elastic band is also easy to use in different locations. Use your phone to help keep track of 30-second intervals and you'll have a quick workout done in no time. When it comes to healthy eating, keeping convenient healthy snacks on hand, like in my car or in my gym bag, helps me stay on track. I especially love to snack on fruit, but it's not always easy to bring with me when I'm on the go. I love Dole fruit bowls because they taste super fresh and they're the only ones packed in 100% juice. And they make it easy for me to add more fruit into my diet every day. My favorites, apples and tropical fruit.
To learn more, visit dole.com/juice.
I'm Bob Dorigo-Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. We're announcing the five finalists in our annual Wacky Warning Label contest, and after 18 years, they're just as outrageous as ever. One of the labels was found on a ceiling-mounted smoke alarm. It warns, silence feature is intended to temporarily silence the horn while you identify and correct the problem. It will not extinguish a fire. Oh, really? Another label was found on a bag of frozen catfish pieces. That says, warning. Contains fish. Why do products come with so many common sense warning labels these days? Well, the answer is that in America, warning labels not only have to protect consumers from danger, they have to protect product makers from frivolous lawsuits too, and that can make for some pretty interesting labels. Let's be fair, these warnings are hilarious, but the cost of the lawsuits that makes these labels necessary is no laughing matter. To see these and some of the other warning labels that have won our contest over the years, and to find out how you can enter, visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
This is going to be dangerous. The danger zone started early this week when Roberta came back. So we have Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, and joining us now is Dr. Joy Brown, who's going to spend some quality time with us. Dr. Joy has a daily program from noon until 3, known far and wide as a fabulous purveyor of important information on you, your personality, what goes on in relationships, how to love, how to lose, how to be better. Am I doing okay, Joy, so far?
You're doing great. What did you have for breakfast today?
I have cherries and grapes. I have mangoes and pineapple and blueberries and raspberries.
Whoa.
And blackberries.
Wow.
What am I? Oh, oranges and kiwis. All
you
a part
it.
Of today.
Do you eat all of that in the morning?
I do. Yeah, most every day I'm having that same stuff during news breaks and stuff. I have a.
Now, do you eat it as real fruit, or do you put a smoothie, or what do you do?
No. Well, I make a smoothie too, but I have regular fruit, and then
so
I
have
a smoothie.
You have fruit and a smoothie.
I have fruit and a smoothie.
Oh wow!
No wonder you're going during every break.
Thank you, Rich. That's very nice of you.
Now
to notice.
I know why you have to get up and run away.
Yeah.
I'm
okay.
So pleased with this discussion.
Until.
Yeah.
All right. So the quote of the day today, two of them. Dave Thomas says, I think the harder you work, the more luck you have.
Yeah.
I would say that works for you, Joy. I think maybe it works for all of us as we look at our careers and what we're doing and what we've been doing.
Yeah.
He was the fellow that founded Wendy's. Also, from the White House, there is the hashtag is White House Tour. The White House has officially lifted a 4-decade ban on taking pictures, but apparently selfie sticks are still prohibited. I suppose maybe that is a reason for that, because they don't want any weapons in the way.
Yeah.
Exactly. Right?
Hey, can we talk luck thing for a second with Joy?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Joy, do you believe in luck, bad or good, or do you believe all things are brought on with your hard work or lack of attention to details?
Can I have the middle ground on this, which I know is a little unwieldy, but I think if you believe in luck, you have to believe in good as well as bad, or bad as well as good. I do think that some things are out of our control, no question, but that seems to be not the relevant issue. The relevant issue is not what happens, but how do you respond? So you can see how I would split the difference between those two. That what happens may be good luck or bad luck, but how you respond is your responsibility, and that's hard work and looking at details and being willing to have a perspective. So I think it's a little bit of both.
So let me throw this example at you.
Okay.
Let's say Thomas Edison, who we all know the famous story, took him 2,000
light bulbs to make a light bulb that worked.
Right.
Let's say at attempt number 40, he had the attitude of, all I have is bad luck.
Go with it. Yeah.
And would have given up.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas he took it as an opportunity to learn how not to make a light bulb.
Yeah.
And kept going. And, you know, over the years, I've tried to kind of look at it that way. I don't always succeed, but I see people who always say, I have such bad luck.
Yeah.
And I go, no, you don't. You
gave up too soon.
You gave up.
Yeah.
Never give up. That's my...
Well, no, but wait a minute.
Never give up.
See, I would argue with that as well.
Okay.
I know. If you ask me what time it is, I'll give you three options. Uh-huh. The point is that at some point we need to evaluate. See, I think what the Edison example is a wonderful example, because it's not that he did the same thing over and over again. Because if you do the same thing over and over again, nothing is going to happen.
Yeah.
What he did was he looked at the experience and said, this doesn't work. What do I need to tweak to make it do differently?
Yeah.
And that's different.
I think that happens in relationships, don't you? When the
relationship
goes
on,
when you have a relationship with somebody that you really care for or about, and maybe the same sort of pattern has developed, some would say, okay, what's going to be different? And I think that if you work at it, you will find different ways to approach the problems. And by doing that, that's where my business of never giving up comes from, in this circumstance.
It's never giving up, but understanding if you do the same thing over and over again, the same thing's going to happen over and over again.
Yeah. Right. So you approach things differently.
Well, it's saying perseverance, I think, is really important. Resilience is really important.
Yeah.
But what you have to do is, my kind of way of saying it, if you push button A, and every time you push A, B pops up and you hate B, stop pushing A. But what you need to do is not only stop pushing A, but decide what the alternative is. There an A1?
Yeah.
What if I push C? Learn from what you did.
Didn't work
to make something work.
Don't you think that help or those ideas sometimes have to come from outside the small circle? Let's say two people are in a circle and they're trying to figure things out and they haven't. Don't you think somebody like you or someone who's good at different ideas that can look from outside? I mean, it's always different looking from the outside in.
Absolutely.
Than it is looking from the inside in.
But
yeah, by definition, a different perspective can be useful. And the question is, where do you get that perspective? You can get it, in theory, from reading. People get it from prayer. Hopefully they get it from me.
Yeah.
You get it from your friends sometimes. But I think the idea is that the behavior you control is your own.
Yeah.
If you don't see the way out, the two reasons, as far as I'm concerned, to be involved in therapy is either something you're unhappy, you don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
So therapy can help you understand why, or you know why and you don't know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think either of those are very useful. And as you point out, that there are other options other than a therapist, but it's basically finding a different way to achieve something that you're not able to achieve by what you're doing. So you can't continue on the same path because it's not going to work. We already proved that.
And
so the question is, what can I do differently? What can I learn from this?
And relationships are not a light bulb. You cannot pick 2,000 different whacks at it and make it work.
Well, no, you usually don't get that many whacks,
right.
Although
online
you may. But the point is that he didn't take the same whack. He took every time he did it.
Different.
And let's say that the light bulb is the internet or dating, that obviously you don't have the time or the energy, and you have a light bulb is inert in theory. It's not going to get its feelings hurt. Somebody else is, and they're going to badmouth you, and we are probably more affected by someone else saying you're a loser, you're going to die alone, than we are a light bulb not turning on.
Can you imagine but however, talk back
his motivation.
Yeah, I know.
You're a loser, you're going to die alone.
Hey, Thomas, you're so stupid.
I hear
hey, Alva,
story.
What are you doing here?
Let's talk about Ronald Miscavige. who is the father of Scientology. Interesting story at DougStephan.com today. There's a father and a son here. The father apparently has signed a deal to write a memoir. If he dies, he dies, is what it's called. The title refers to a story in a Los Angeles Times article, Jennifer, that revealed that Miscavige, if that's how you pronounce his name, I think it is, M-I-S-C-A-V-I-G-E, had put his father under surveillance because he had grown estranged from the church. When one investigator saw him grab his chest in an apparent heart attack, he called Scientology employers to see if he should intervene, and if he died, and the son said no, if he dies, he dies.
I think that guy is a bad, bad dude.
Well,
I don't mean
nice
to
family,
there, but
yeah,
you know.
Well, but this sort of speaks to
you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Well, but families and the miscreants that are members of families, I don't even begin to understand. I've said this, and my sisters and I have had plenty to argue about over the years. But at the end of the day, we are sure to make sure that we show each other that we care about each other. Are they the people in my life that I'm closest to? No. But do I care about them? Yes. And do I want to make sure that they're okay? Yep. Do I want a rift between them and me? No. As I said, we've had our problems over the years, but we iron them out. Because I think there's something about blood versus water. I don't know that everybody agrees with that, Joy. Sometimes you just can't fix things. I was talking to somebody yesterday, or the day before. No, where was I? Oh, I know. I was in California. It was Monday. I was with my friend. I won't tell you who he is, but we were busy on a project on Sunday afternoon. We spent 3 or 4 hours together. And he was telling me about his brothers and sisters and how this fellow happens to have made a lot of money. He was a record producer, well-known, did lots of great groups. And his mother and father were in the business, and they created wealth. And so it was divided up among the members of the six children, but yet they all cheated and struggled to rip each other off with various schemes to get at the parents' money or the aunt's money. And I'm listening to him tell the story. He doesn't talk to any of his family because they all try to screw him because he's the one who took care of the parents and the aunt. And the aunt, especially, but the mother also wanted to give him more money than she wanted to give to the other members of the family. And he said, no, I want you to divvy it up evenly. I don't care. I didn't take care of you for you to give me more money. But instead of it being divvied up evenly, two of the brothers sued this brother and the estate to get more money for them and to keep him from getting at it. I mean, I listen to it.
I've
tell
had
the
a
story.
Friend who had the same thing. Go through.
How do you do that to your family?
Family goes away when money.
I think in the particular case you were talking about, if you understand, sons of very powerful men have a whole different issue quite often with life.
Really?
And what
you're talking about the Scientology guy.
Yeah. Because what understand, we said when he dies, he dies. It sounds, first of all, you have to realize that Scientology has a different
This guy was the heir apparent from Ron Hubbard.
Exactly.
And so then he passed, and then it's like Joel Osteen. Isn't that the same story? His father starts this big church and then Osteen inherits it? Isn't that the same story?
Well, but it's like the king must die, right? I mean, we have all sorts of... You have to understand underneath all this, I'm still a psychologist, so these kinds of things I hear about all of the time.
Right, you do.
And if you grew up in a family situation that says power is important or money is important, you're going to be influenced by that. Mm-hmm. If you grew up in a family that says, you watch out for each other and it's not a competitive situation, mm-hmm. then you're going to grow up with that set of values. But the idea, I think, that regardless of whatever your parents hand to you, that's why adulthood was invented, so that we get to figure out what's right and what's wrong. And we do it because we hear that inner compass.
Yeah.
We follow our own sense of what is right and wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, a son who has a powerful father is sort of understands. I mean, let's give him the benefit of the doubt, which, of course, is no particular reason to do it. That he might say, if that my grandfather was on life support for a long time. time. And so, you know, I don't want to have heroic measures. It may be that he's a little creep who thought, you know, if dad out of the way, then I can really, the dad has gone away from the church and I can sort of bring the followers back. We don't know. But the idea being that just because you share some DNA means that that DNA is coded for love is not a very
helpful
assumption.
I'm not being
practical. Well, I'm not saying you're not practical. I'm just saying it's certainly what you have to do is see a wider perspective and the idea that can't we all get along? I mean, you know me. I'm the original kumbaya kid.
Yeah, you are.
But
yes.
Realistically, so and that's probably why I say this, is so people don't have unrealistic expectations. If you don't get along with your family, it doesn't mean that they are the Antichrist or you are. It just means that we need to look and see what people do things for reasons. Understand the reasons and you understand what to do next, which gets us back to luck versus hard work.
There's so many different and is it different with siblings than it is with parents? I know somebody who gets along well with a couple of her brothers, but not necessarily with her mother.
Different dynamic.
Yeah, so what? But is the same resolve there, even though it's different dynamic?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I get, as you can imagine, these questions all of the time.
Yeah.
And so one of the questions is sort of understanding your parents may not have been perfect parents. You may not have been the perfect child. Okay, so what do you want and what are you willing to give up? Which is always my equation for any relationship. What do you want? And you have to be specific and say, for them to be nicer to me means nothing. You need to be specific about behavioral steps. And what am I willing to offer them that's valuable to them? Because you're asking them to change their behavior. What are you offering as incentive? And then you take the right and wrong, the good and the evil, the, you know, mom loved me best out of the equation completely, and you just negotiate behavior. And behavior you can negotiate.
Do you think it comes on where you are in the totem pole, if you're the youngest or
if
you're the only son? What difference does all of that make?
Yeah, I'm a great believer in birth order.
Really?
I do think that oldest kids who are the only child for a while. Second, I think that middle children have a much more difficult task because at one point they were the baby. And then that role is taken away from them. And so they quite often are the, because the oldest kid is the competent sort of overachiever.
So really, only children are the way to go, right?
Absolutely. Or sterilization.
So what about the youngest, though? What happens with the
The youngest tends to be the baby, so they tend to be the ones that stay close longest. They're quite often the easiest to get along with. It's the middle child that interests me the most because they're the troublemakers. Because they understand they can't be as smart as the oldest. They can't be as cute and cuddly as the youngest. So they want attention, so they're disruptive. No matter what you do, they'll be disruptive.
Dr. Joy Brown, drjoy.com. Thank you. 855-99-DR-JOY is how to reach her. It's 12:40 the hour. Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores clean and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now, mention Doug Steffen, and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, they could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit Advance Auto Parts now and buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and a filter for as low as $22.99. See store for restrictions and details.
Sure, going fast is impressive, but performing over the long haul is even more impressive. And for that, there's STP. Each bottle of STP Complete Fuel System Cleaner in your tank helps remove power-robbing deposits to restore performance and keep your engine running better longer. Because greatness isn't just measured in seconds. True greatness is measured in years. STP, in for the long haul.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Or not. Time for expert Greg Stebbin to join Jennifer Ken and me on the Good Day program with Tech Talk Time. Our focus today, Apple Music. I hear music when I think of cores.
Apple cores, get it, Greg?
Sorry, I'm a little slow.
Everybody is.
That's why you belong in this program. Perfect. He's perfect for this program.
I'm professionally slow.
Yes, so. I understand. All right, so Greg is here. We have some technical information. And maybe I'll sing to you one more time after this here on Good Day.
And can we record it and put it up on Apple Music?
Everything is recorded. Yeah. Yes, perfect.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime,
anytime
is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, freshening of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Velveeta breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Velveeta.
Morning win.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that Geico would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the Geico app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
Geico. Anywhere, anytime.
Get his name right, Greg Stebbin, technology editor for Men's Health Magazine. Apple Music. What do people need to know before they sign up for the stream? There's a three-month period right now where the whole service is free, except for those who are performing. Apple has to pay them, thanks to Taylor Swift. Hooray, hooray. But what's the story with streaming Apple Music? How is it different than Pandora, Stitcher, some of the other services that are around?
Well, the first thing you should know is when you sign up for your first 3 months, if you're not careful, on month four, you're just automatically going to be
Bing! How much is it going to cost?
It's basically $10 a month.
$10, $9.99.
Yeah, now there are some hacks so that you can sign up without signing up for automatic billing, and I'll post a link to that. So you,
hacks?
Well, I mean, you're working around
cheating, is that what you're saying?
It's not cheating, it's just doing, you know, it's caveat emptor. It's doing your homework so you know how to protect your... No, you're not chiseling. I think it's chiseling to make people sign up for things and know
then
that they'll...
Then all of a sudden they're going to get billed.
Yeah, and you don't realize it for six months. And you know, you can
it's like the sign up for vitamins or other things that you might go online.
You know, it's like the sign up for everything today. Yeah.
Give me a credit card, you'll be all set for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and just don't look at your bill so we know that you'll forget all about it.
You posted when you were writing about Apple Music, it's too bad Steve Jobs is not around. Why did you think that or say that? Why do you feel that way?
Well, I mean, I didn't feel that the announcement of the product, and, you know, he was the master of unveiling things.
Yep.
And I don't think the product itself has that Steve Jobs pizzazz.
Well, Apple doesn't have the Steve Jobs pizzazz anymore. Well, they're doing efficiently, you know, they're doing great.
Well, that's it, but they're doing great. But, yes, they're much more efficient. But I think if he had been there when this service was put together, I mean, built from the ground up, I think it might have been different or worked differently than it does. I'm not saying it won't be a success. I'm not sure it'll be a success, but it just doesn't, you know, he was such a master showman and was so great at not just putting his finger on the pulse of what people wanted, but actually telling people what they wanted and being right about it. I'm not sure Apple's done that with Apple Music. We're going to have to wait and see.
All right, another character, Zuckerberg and his Facebook. Now there's a new tool that you can use if you're used to PayPal. Is this better, the same, not as good? How do you view this new Facebook Messenger money service?
Well, think of it as PayPal within Facebook. And it's, I don't know that you can call it better other than, you know, as they say in the world of real estate, location, location, location. Yeah. If you're someone who spends a lot of time in Facebook with your friends who spend a lot of time in Facebook, then if you're exchanging money, it's a lot easier to exchange it right there in Facebook without ever leaving. And that's certainly the goal of Facebook.
Anybody, I have so much trouble with PayPal. People think, hey, this is the easiest way in the world to get paid. I don't find it that way at all. I find them annoying, difficult. They lose passwords. I can't stand PayPal.
Well, now you have an alternative.
I can now not stand Facebook. Hi, Greg Stebbin with us on the Good Day program. I'm Doug Stebbin.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.